You're listening to View from the Couch, a podcast about TV, movies, DVD, and just about anything from parents with children. And now, your hosts, Kent and Michelle.
Hey, and welcome to View from the Couch for Wednesday, October 6th.
Hey, that was pretty loud and boisterous.
Yours was louder.
I know, look at that level. It clipped. Hey, oh hey. Wow, what's going on? Absolutely nothing. It's still nice, it's warm, it's fall. See, this is what fall is supposed to be like.
Yes.
Mid-20s, yellow leaves, good colors. Cold in the morning, but warm during the rest of the day. We drained all the vital fluids out of the motorhome and filled it full of stuff. That pink stuff that you're not supposed to drink.
Antifreeze?
I guess. Uncle Freeze, whatever it is. So we did that. We found a new place to park it. We had been parking it out at a friend's acreage, but went to check on it one day or went to take some stuff out to it and found the mice had a party with the toilet paper.
Yeah.
They had chewed it all up. They had
crapped all over the place.
I was going to say, can I say shat? I just did. And
which means they probably urinated as well.
Urinated? Is that an accent?
Yeah.
Urinated.
Yeah, which is gross.
Yeah, quite gross. So we threw out all the rolls of toilet paper. We decided, still haven't let our friends know, we decided to...
not keep it there anymore. Yeah,
there's a place outside of town about 10 minutes that's like a... I don't know, what is it, a retirement home for motorhomes? No, it's like
an RV ranch.
It's a retreat, yeah. They put them out there, they have free range.
Yeah.
But it's like a... some sort of a prisoner of war compound. It's got this sliding metal gate on a chain with a sensor.
Yes, it's very high-tech.
ID cards.
But it's good, because we set traps when we dropped it off and went back to check them.
Set mouse traps in there with a little peanut butter, beurre d'arachide, if you will, in the French.
Yeah.
Yeah, and put traps out. Nothing.
And no mice.
No mice.
Yay,
so that's good. That's good. So I took the batteries out, not the actual car battery, but the batteries that the, what is it? The appliances run on?
Yeah, the rest of the unit.
The lights and everything.
Yeah. It's a very steep learning curve for owning one of these things.
It is.
You know, it's not like just going out and buying a tent.
A used car or something. Well, even a used car is a learning curve, but yeah, this is, wow.
This is no tent. You just fold up a tent and stuff it in a bag.
Stuff it in a bag.
Don't have to think about it anymore.
Throw it in the back of the garage. It is nothing like that.
This puppy's got to be winterized. It's got to be parked somewhere not on our street so we don't get a ticket.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that last week, did we?
No, we didn't.
So one of my backstabbing neighbors... I don't know who it was, but I'm going to find out at some point, called the cops. So Edmonton has a bylaw whereby you can only have your motorhome out on the street for, 72 hours in a row?
I think so, yeah.
And then once you hit that point, it has to be gone for 48.
Right. And if it's not, then you're in trouble. But only if bylaw finds out, or if your neighbors call the cops.
Yeah, so someone, and I'm going to find, you know who you are, you know I'll find you. I'm a person that believes in live and let live, and talking to people, and you know, if it had to have been one of our neighbors, what is to keep them from coming over and saying, holy cow, how long are you guys going to have that there? I mean, the plan was, we were just trying to figure out where we were going to park it, get it winterized, get some cleaning done in it, and that, you know, then we'd move it. So if someone had come by and said, I would have kicked it into high gear, no problem.
Yeah.
But instead they phoned the cops.
Yeah.
So we come out, where were we going? I don't know. We came out to go somewhere, and this city bylaw guy, we live in a big residential crescent, so this rent-a-cop kind of bylaw guy is out there writing this thing, and I said, please tell me that's not a ticket, and he said, no, it's a warning, but he said, someone in this area phoned the police and...
lodged a complaint.
Yes, and I said, so what about the motorhome? See that one that's about... 40 yards from here. That one's been here 3 months. So ours being here a couple of weeks, I'm not sure how that works. And he said, well, sir, all we can do is act on the ones that have been lodged in a complaint and open to file with the police. So whatever. So we moved it. I was annoyed. I still feel a little burned by that, but whatever.
What do you do?
No. And then I got a photo radar ticket. Love those.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on Labor Day. So here we are enjoying a family outing of some kind. I don't even remember where we were. And now it's got an extra $130 tab added onto it.
Lovely.
Fortunately, it isn't. The ticket isn't payable until mid-November or something. But oh, what is with this? I wish the mothership would just come back and get me. You humans annoy me.
I hear ya.
Oh.
So that is our adventures in trailerdom.
Yes. Moving over into adventures in.
Good transition.
Yes. Are you going to close that? There you go.
And you know what? It suddenly occurred to me, I think we've actually talked about this before, now that I think about
it. Oh, great. So now we're doing redundant content where we already had little enough content to talk about this week.
Because I was just remembering, I brought it up that I felt like I hadn't seen it in a long time, and you said, yeah, let's watch that. So we're watching it, and then you said halfway through, I'm just remembering how much I really don't like this movie, and I always fall asleep in it. And now, when I'm thinking about you saying that and sitting here, it's feeling like we've already done it before.
Are you sure it's not deja vu?
I don't know.
So if we've talked to you about Adventures in Babysitting before, forget the whole thing.
Yeah.
What made you think, you must have just thought, you know, I like that movie. What was it that suddenly brought it up in your mind?
I like Elizabeth Shue.
I think she's hot. At least she was then.
I just like her acting.
She's a cutie pants.
She's good. And I don't know what else made me think of it.
Whoa. Elizabeth Shue doesn't look the same. Crazy.
She's aging.
Yeah, no kidding. Just like me, I guess. Yeah, just like all of us is right.
She still looks pretty good, though.
Yeah, she's 46. Crazy. 46. Okay, go. Keep talking.
Well, I was trying to think why else I thought of that movie. There was something, some scene that, I don't know.
You know, we still haven't seen Leaving Las Vegas.
I know.
And did you know that she's also in the movie Piranha 3D that just came out not too long ago? She plays a cop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Huh.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, anyway, so we watched it. And
we did.
We since have found out, so this could be a Disney, or a Grady's
of the 80s. See, Grady's of the 80s, we
haven't done in a long time.
No. So
but
there
this
it
is.
This
is definitely an 80 Grady of the 80s. Although, there are some really bad scenes in it, but overall, it's a decent movie.
Didn't you say that you remember when you saw it, you thought it was really, the dialogue was really peppy and really snappy?
Oh, yeah. And some killer lines, too. Woo.
And now it's
zingers.
Now it's cheesy.
A lot of it is really cheesy, yeah. I'm finding that more and more. The older I get, the more jaded I am. Nothing impresses me. Nothing gets me excited. It's just the same old crap over again.
Who is it that you were so annoyed by not that long ago? Actress. Was it Winona Ryder or
Angelina Jolie?
No, but there was somebody else you were annoyed by.
I don't know.
Yeah. Weird. I seem to remember that. Anyway. It's all
That's me.
It's all muffins and tires to me, I'll tell you. That's all I know.
Muffins and tires? Oh, muffins and tires.
Yeah, muffins and tires and bears. Oh, my. Well,
so for those of you who haven't seen the movie.
I was moving on.
You don't want to talk about it?
Go ahead. But step it up.
Well, I thought this was kind of funny. In some countries, it was released as A Night on the Town. That's
weird.
A lame title, if you ask me.
Well, you translate how you can, I guess.
I guess. And it was filmed primarily in Toronto.
Look at that.
Although it was supposed to be in Oak Park and Chicago.
Yes.
Speaking of Oak Park, you went to Chicago, right?
Yes.
Does Oak Park ring a bell to you or no?
No, it's an area.
Like
a district.
Okay. So anyway.
Wow.
Obviously.
I almost got whiplash from that sidetrack you went on there.
Obviously, this is about somebody babysitting.
Wow, if I was listening to this episode, I would have just tuned out right there.
And having an adventure while doing it.
I'm glad you're enjoying this because no one else is by now. Are you going to talk about the movie or not?
The other silly thing about this movie is that she's babysitting an 8-year-old who has a 15-year-old brother. Who? Oh, but he was supposed to be going for a sleepover, so I guess they assumed he wasn't going to be there.
I guess.
Maybe they didn't trust him to babysit either.
Who knows? He dumped all that macaroni on the floor in the opening act.
I think they were cheesies or popcorn twists. Anyway.
No, it was pasta.
Was it? Oh.
Pasta.
Anyway. She's babysitting. Then she gets a friend call from her friend who's in the city because she was going to run away. And now she's in trouble, so she needs her to come and pick her up. Which means she has to take everybody with her in her car to into the city. Hence, the adventure starts.
Well, she's babysitting. Don't tell the whole story, would
I
you?
I won't. Okay,
good.
Anybody good in here? Bradley Whitford is in this.
Something that Michelle noticed that was interesting is it was the first PG-13 rated film that was released by a Disney film division.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd.
This could also be a Disney vault.
I guess. It's not technically a Disney movie. It's Disney, released by Touchstone, I guess. I think it was Touchstone, which is a Disney company.
Oh, okay.
Here's your favorite. A sequel is reportedly planned for release in 2012.
Yes, I read that too, actually.
I have never read that. Disney Channel star Raven Simone was going to star in the sequel, currently titled Further Adventures in Babysitting. But she decided to withdraw due to other projects. Miley Cyrus has denied involvement. Yeah. You know, it still has a fresh 76% fresh approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a decent movie, and there's some good 80s music in it.
There is.
And some bad 80s outfits.
Yeah.
Ooh, nasty.
Some good 80s mall hair.
But it's good too. You know, it's good to see those sometimes. It just brings back the memories.
I guess. Wow, that was a gem that you just threw out there. Just brings back the memories.
Are you ready to do...
I am. Couch Entertainment News. Well, let's see. Just digging through the entertainment here. A little bit of information from Chris Nolan. Although it's been generally assumed that Chris Nolan would be returning to helm a third Batman feature, no official announcements have been made as such. Uh-oh. That's not a good thing. Nolan has reassured everyone, though, he's on board. Empire recently asked if we could safely assume he would direct. He responded, "I think you can at this point, yes. It's becoming inevitable. I'll put it this way. I feel myself falling into it, I guess." Well, that's not very optimistic. "And getting it all figured out, and I'm pretty excited about what we're going to do. So if I haven't announced it, I think people probably all know at this point that I am doing it." Meanwhile, Michael Caine revealed recently that shooting on the project will probably kick off around May. Asked about the villain, Caine said no one apart from Chris Nolan and his brother Jonah know of which Batman's rogues gallery will serve as the chief antagonist in the next outing.
And speaking of Batman, you bought Connor a cool Batman Lego
shirt at Walmart today. Yeah, and it was very cool. I was wishing it came in adult size because I would have certainly gotten one.
And what did you get for Emily?
I got Emily a Justin Bieber shirt. I don't even really know who he is. He guested on an episode of CSI the other night, and I wanted to poke up my eyes. He was really rather bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But anyway, Emily's in love with him, so.
He is.
You're a good dad.
Oh, thanks. So we mentioned last week, I believe, that Gloria Stewart passed away. And then Tuesday, 56-year-old Sally Menke, the editor who cut all of Quentin Tarantino's films, went missing while she was hiking and was found dead.
Hmm.
So that's crazy. Who else? 88-year-old Arthur Penn, filmmaker who helmed such movies as Bonnie and Clyde and The Miracle Worker, died of heart failure. Good grief.
At least he was 88.
Then not that long after, I guess it was last Thursday, Tony Curtis, obviously from Defiant One, Spartacus, Some Like It Hot, he passed away at home. He's survived by his wife, Jill Vandenberg Curtis, and several children, including, of course, his daughter, Jamie Lee.
Hmm.
That's sad. There's another Hollywood legend passing away.
Well, that's pretty sad.
But it happens to us all, so what are you going to do? Let's see, what else?
Are you going to talk about Disneyland
again? Yeah, maybe a little bit. should I doesn't take me very long before I get into talking about Disneyland.
I was talking to our Purolator delivery guy at work today.
Okay.
And him and his fiance are going to get married on a cruise.
Okay. Disney cruise?
And not a Disney cruise. Somewhere in the Caribbean. And he said, yeah, we go on a cruise about every 2 years. And I said, yeah, we go to Disneyland every 2 years. And he kind of gave me this look like, oh, that's really lame.
Wow.
But I just defended it very quickly. I said, it's one place.
There's nothing embarrassing about going to Disneyland. I'd go to Disneyland right now. I didn't have to work in the morning.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with it either. So that's why scowled back.
Yeah. As everybody knows over the years, there's been a lot of attempts to turn Disney properties and theme park rides into... Bless you. No, it was a cough, I guess. Into big screen success. Pirates of the Caribbean worked. The original Haunted Mansion did not work. So rather than letting their lesser rides wither, Disney plans to combine them in a magic or just Magic Kingdom. It's a family adventure akin to the Night at the Museum films, but it's set within the compounds of the Florida theme park. Battlestar Galactica showrunner Ronald Moore, who has a great reputation, previously wrote a script for the project, which was set in Disneyland at the time. Studio is now looking for a new writer to develop the property, which could showcase a number of high-profile Disney characters in an ensemble piece already drawing comparisons to Marvel's Avengers. What? Wow. No. Bad.
That Please. Sounds weird.
It sounds weird and dumb. I don't know. I'm scared by that. Scared and saddened. Ooh, speaking of scared and saddened. Oh, boy. They're making a sequel to Ghost Rider. How is that a good idea? Oh, and even better, Nicolas Cage is going to reprise his role as Johnny Blaze. Oh, moving right along. He ruined it once. Why would you let him do it again? Oh, why?
Who's Hayden Church? Why does that name sound
Thomas
familiar?
Hayden Church from Wings. Played Sandman. And,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Thomas Hayden Church. Why? Where do you see him? This is exciting. Emma Thompson is in talks to join Men in Black 3?
They're going to make another one?
Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones will reprise their roles of Agent J and Agent K in the sequel, which follows Smith's Agent J heading back to the 60s to take on an alien villain with the help of a younger Agent K. Oh, Josh Brolin's playing Tommy Lee Jones' character. That's cool. Emma Thompson would play Agent O, which is cute. Men in Black agent from the 60s monitoring a prison break.
Shouldn't she be L?
Why?
Because they're J and K.
I don't know. MNO, she's down further. Do you think she should be earlier in the alphabet because it was the 60s?
No, I think she should be L, which comes after K.
Okay, well, you got no logic.
Yeah, I do. Why J, K, L. That's how it goes in the alphabet.
But why would she be the next one?
I don't know. Why wouldn't she be?
No, you're not making any sense. I'm just going to leave you in the dust. Actress Emma Stone has reportedly been officially offered the role of Mary Jane Watson in the upcoming Spider-Man franchise reboot. You know what? I couldn't care less about that.
I hate the word reboot.
I know. Don't say that. Don't get so angry again.
Can we talk about horses?
No. I am tired. The Spider-Man, you've been there. Just leave it alone.
Well, that's what I keep saying.
Oh.
About all the dumb hero movies.
Well, you know what? When a movie was kind of botched, or a concept, or a property, or a, you know, whatever.
Botched according to who? Because you liked the last Superman, and now they're doing another one again.
But the original Hulk film by Ang Lee, not great. It was a great film, but it was a bad, bad superhero film. Okay. So the Louis Leterrier version was much better, I thought. So there's a good example of... But Clash of the Titans, they didn't need to do that again. I don't know. I'm annoyed. I'm getting annoyed again. Here I am getting annoyed. Welcome to the Annoyed Club. Boston Legal, The Practice, and Ally McBeal showrunner David E. Kelley is set to write and produce a new small screen series version of Wonder Woman for Warner Brothers TV. No one can be Linda Carter. Hot! Linda Carter was my first love, I think. Oh, maybe. My brother always said that she was well endowed by the gods. Story details are unknown, and it's not clear what incarnation of the character will appear. There's been lots of different versions in the comics and TV and over the years. Attempts have been made for many years to adapt the property into a feature film without much success. In fact, Joss Whedon was talking about it at one point.
I could play her.
Yes, you could. You are a Wonder Woman, dear. It's also presently unclear which network the show will be shopped to. Warner TV currently produces Smallville, which is in the 10th and final season. I didn't know that. That's okay. What else have we got? Is there anything else we want to talk about? Where?
Hayden Church signs for Killer Hayden Joe. Church. What's Killer Joe?
Let's find out. Thomas Hayden Church has joined the black comedy Killer Joe for Voltage Pictures. Story Sin, that's not a family movie. What are you, crazy? What are you, out of control, woman? After see, this is great news. You know what? I'm going to go back to the news bit that I had for last week that we didn't get around to because you were rushing me. A new problem has arisen for the Hobbit film over last weekend or about 2 weeks ago as seven unions, several including UK ones, the SAG, and Australian Union MEAA, told their members not to work on the planned production in New Zealand because producers, quote, have refused to engage the performers on union negotiated agreements, unquote, according to a joint statement reported by the Sydney Morning Herald. Peter Jackson himself quickly shot back with an official statement calling the order, quote, a grab for power. But the MEAA had threatened to move the production to Eastern Europe, causing New Zealand to lose out on many millions in revenue. Now the film's production backers, New Line, Warner Brothers Pictures, and MGM have weighed in with support for Jackson, saying in a statement that, quote, there cannot be any collective bargaining with the MEAA on this New Zealand production, for to do so would expose the production to liability and sanctions under New Zealand law. Studios added that due to a lack of certainty about production proceeding without disruption, it's their general policy to avoid filming in locations where there's potential for a workforce uncertainty or other forms of instability. Wow. So anyway, it was all tangled up, big legal mess.
Except well, for the meh.
As of recently, after financial issues and the union strike threat, Peter Jackson's anticipated film adaptation of The Hobbit has once again hit a stumbling block. Oh, dear. This time, a fire broke out Friday at Jackson's Portsmouth Miniature Studio in New Zealand, engulfing and destroying one of the few specialist miniature shooting facilities in the world. Oh, dear Lord. It took 50 firefighters 3 hours to put out the blaze, leaving only a burned-out warehouse in place of one of the key workshops that would have been used by the production. Oh, no. News came just hours after a report emerged that the studios were close to greenlighting the project, having resolved most of the key issues that have held it up. Oh, brother.
I think these films are just not meant to be made.
Well, they will. With Peter Jackson. This is crazy. And by the way, Peter Jackson, if you hadn't heard, has been listed as the director now, so he'll be directing. The two films would be shot together, as most people know, on a budget approaching $500 million for the pair. Wow. And $45 million has already been spent on pre-production. Barring last-minute issues that might raise their heads, what does that mean? Shooting could begin by mid-January, which would have the films in theaters for Christmas 2012 and 2013. Probably not so much now.
I don't know.
Yikes. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key has even stepped in. He's very keen on keeping the projects in New Zealand, but film industry officials from Australia, Canada, Scotland, and Ireland are all campaigning to serve as potential replacements if the New Zealand dispute cannot be resolved. Wow.
That would really be terrible.
Well, it would.
They have the same, like, aren't the sets still there?
In New Zealand? Somewhat, but I mean, they could probably reclaim that Shire location fairly easily. Well,
yeah, no. So if they had to move the production to another country, that'd be a huge
pain in the butt. Yeah, and the problem is, too, that you wouldn't be able to replicate those locations quite, you know, would be a challenge.
Yes.
So, what else is going on? I just finished a review of Grey's Anatomy, the complete 6th season, and I'm just finishing up a review of Private Practice, the complete 3rd season. So, Grey's Anatomy review is on DVDverdict.com now.
And Private Practice will be soon. And the 6th season was great, by the way. If you are a Grey's Anatomy fan,
you know what?
It's a good one.
I'm finding both Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice are getting old. Old and boring and same and go away now.
Yeah.
I'm really finding that.
That's okay for you.
I don't think I don't think
Private Practice what was the one that was bugging me the other night? Was it Private Practice?
I don't know. You were annoyed by something again.
It wasn't Grey's Anatomy. I think it might have been. Was it?
Michelle spends much of her time being annoyed. No, she doesn't. You do. You do spend
some of my time. Yes.
Yeah. A good percent. Connor. A goodly. Yeah.
Connor summed it up very well today. We were leaving his swimming lesson, and I must have been in a fairly decent, happy mood. And he said, "Mom, I like it when you're in a good mood. When you're happy, it's just good." He said, "But when you're mad, look out."
Amen, little brother. Amen.
Yeah. I said, yeah, well, that's because I'm a mom.
Oh, and by the way, happy Thanksgiving coming up on the 11th to Canada.
Our fellow Canadians.
Our fellow people north of the border. As I think we touched on this last year around Thanksgiving time, but people often wonder in Canada, why does the U.S. celebrate Thanksgiving in November and Americans wonder vice versa? Our harvest time is earlier because we're further north.
Yeah.
So our harvest is happening now, hence we do the Thanksgiving thing now. American Thanksgiving is tied to arrival in the New World and the Puritans and all of that part of it. And, you know, Snoopy, Charlie Brown, those kind of legendary characters, very closely tied to Thanksgiving.
You stupid beagle.
He doesn't say that.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
So, yeah, so that's the reason. So November or October the 11th for us, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Watch Home for the Holidays. We should watch that. Watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We should watch that. And watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Also good.
Yes.
So
that'll keep us busy until next week.
Canadians, enjoy your long weekend. Our U.S. friends, enjoy your regular weekend. And look forward to Thanksgiving coming up next month. Everybody, have a great weekend, and we will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to View from the Couch, a DVD Verdict podcast. View from the Couch is available exclusively on DVDverdict.com. Watch for new episodes every week. Thanks for your continued support. Kent and Michelle appreciate it. Be sure to visit DVDverdict.com for the latest in DVD and theatrical release reviews, DVD release information, talent interviews, event coverage, and much, much more.